Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Wednesday evening. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris. We've had a really good show this evening. Everybody has taken part in what we've done. Dr. Kevin Perry, the co-founder of the Broward County National Football Showcase. We just talked to him about some of the games. We also talked a little bit of University of Miami football with Gio Milian. John Santucci from USA Today talked a little bit about recruiting and some of the teams to keep an eye on. And we also talked to Corey Bender from Gators Online. Part of that Broward County Showcase will kick off on Friday evening at MacArthur High School in Hollywood. And the Mustangs will play the Mustangs. Kevin Perry said he didn't expect to do that. But you have two teams that have the same logo, the same team colors, and obviously both loaded with talent. And we've seen both of these programs throughout the offseason. And I'll tell you what, Coach Robert Ortega and his Mustangs of MacArthur have done is just amazing over the last couple of years. One of the top teams in the state of Florida. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And you got to be excited to kick this thing off, this Broward Showcase, with a standalone game on Friday evening at your place with brand new artificial surface. That's got to be great.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, honestly, you know, you never think that MacArthur would ever have a nice looking field like that. So to kick it off with this big game like this is pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well, you know, when you grow those hedges back, this will really look good. But you've got to be really excited. I know you took over for your alma mater, and you know, you said, and I talked for years about that happening, and you finally did. And you know, you brought that winning tradition back, and a lot of excitement to West Hollywood, a place where you grew up, a place where you went to school. This has got to be really exciting for you to be in a showcase game, you know, against a really good team from Jacksonville with a lot of talent as well. I mean, this has got to be kind of a dream come true for you and your family, and also for the kids.
Oh man, it's such a shock to hear everybody talk about it. Like hearing you saying that right now, I'm smiling like, dang, you know, we're doing it. We're living it. I'm living the dream. You know, the dream job is happening. We're winning and things are coming into fruition. So it's a beautiful thing to watch happen and play in it and keep growing from it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, showcase game. Everybody's coming here and putting MacArthur on a national map. It's no words that can explain the excitement, the happiness, the blessing that I feel is happening from the community, my friends, my family, the kids, the parents. It's unbelievable. I'm loving it.
And you know, the one thing too, Coach, what you told the kids when you first got there last year, you told them, hey, listen, You know, just stick by with what we do. You know, we've done this before. We've built programs before. We've played at a high level. And here you are winning in the playoffs last year, you know, upsetting Atlantic up there on their turf, going up to Martin County and winning that game, a huge win, probably a first playoff game win that school's had in a long time. Talk about that, because you know as well as I do, in this day and age, these coaches will sell all these kids on these false promises just to get them on hand. But you've been there before. You've done this before, and you knew what it was going to take, and you knew it was going to take a commitment from everybody involved, not just the players, but the administration as well, and a lot of your assistant coaches. Talk about that, because I think you know, and you've been around, you've heard, you know, a lot of these coaches sell these kids on, you know, on crap, and that wasn't true. And but you found a way to kind of fulfill a promise, and you're nowhere near where you want to be, but at least you're on that path where, you know, you're in a showcase game. You won two playoff games last year. You got to be ecstatic that everything's falling into place, but not surprised, because you've done this before.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So that's it's a job that's never going to stop. Like you said, having everybody believe in the vision, then you got to keep fighting for the vision, because everybody's poaching kids. So you got to keep making sure they believe and sticking to it, and showing them that results, when you work hard, it can happen. We can do it. You know, we're always trying to prove everybody wrong. And with that being said, it's like they say you can't do things in public school. Everybody say you can't win at public school. You can't do this at public school. And I don't believe that. I believe we can do everything as long as we get the right people involved, the administration involved, everybody together. No one can stop us. So we're only building from there to get better with time.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what? We talked about some of the high-level kids that you have, and you have a lot of really good football players, a lot of them who've been with you for a long, long time. Talk about the advantage, because you know you've been around. I mean, you played back in the era when Brian McFadden and a lot of the really good players played, Rasmus James and, you know, a lot of good MacArthur kids who come through this school system. And you've been around because of the youth football level and guys like James Williams and players like that you've seen grow up and, you know, come through the system. Talk about having the advantage of having high level kids on your team, because college coaches are going to come and watch them and then all of a sudden stumble upon somebody else, your defensive end who was an MVP at one of the rivals camps. Your quarterback who just came in and has really done a tremendous job. Talk about the advantage of having high level kids who attract coaches who see other players.
You know, it's funny, because I always tell people that, like, you want to come to a place where the college are flowing. We had 76 Division I schools come to us this spring alone. And I'm like, wow, that's unheard of when it comes to public schools. And with that being said, you know, sometimes they're coming to see the top kid. Then they're asking, hey, coach, what you got? Then they're meeting other kids. These kids are getting offers and getting committable offers off of different people's success. So it becomes a domino effect for the successful top-end kids. And that's why it's always good to have those type of kids. But those kids stay loyal because of love. Like, we're big on love at MacArthur. We're hard-nosed. We want to hit everything, go crazy, and be physical. But got to come from a place of love. Like, we work them hard. We make sure. But at the same time, is these kids need to believe in what we're talking about, showing it. You know, show it to work every day, the same attitude, same energy, good energy. They're going to feed off of that. So having those top kids, man, but they know the expectation that I bring, that I want, I would like, and it starts with them at top every year. The next ones are up. The next ones are up. Yeah. Like, you watch it on different people's videos of different schools. The next person up has got to be the next at the top schools. They got to lead the way. And with that leading the way, not just on the field, off the field. They got to show the way.
Yeah, I agree with you. Coach Robert Ortega is the head coach at MacArthur. He joins us this evening. He'll be in the showcase this Friday evening. They kick it off in the Broward County National Showcase. As we talked to Dr. Kevin Perry, he was talking about this game as being one of the really good games to start things off with, especially where there's some really good games over the next week or so. Talk about the opportunity, too. I mean, you play a really challenging schedule. I know you've never backed away off of anybody. Talk about the advantages, too. And I think last year it helped you when you got to the playoffs. that you were battle tested and certainly, you know, playing some really, really good programs. What about this year? You do the same thing, right?
So this year, they gave me a schedule that I'm like IMG, where I'm playing three of the top or four top teams in the country, in the top 25, right? And again, we love that because it builds character. It builds our identity. It's going to find out who really wants it when it comes to playoff time. So I love every second of this. This builds so much. But besides that, the best part about taking these games on is college coaches want to see kids play against the best kids. They don't want to see the highlight tape on the running clock games. That's not how you sell kids to the colleges. The colleges are big on what have you done against a real opponent. And that's where the kids get the rankings and all the stuff like that he offers off of that film. So this is an ideal. You want to play at MacArthur, we're going to play the best. We're not going to back away from the best. We're going to play the best teams in Broward County. And you know what? We're not scared of nobody. We think we can beat every single person in front of us, period.
Yeah. No doubt. And you have a mix this year of veterans, but also some younger players as well, which is great because a lot of the younger players are going to learn from these seniors who have been recruited and who have been, you know, who have college offers and things like that. And what you did a lot, like, you know, what Carroll City did and a lot of the other programs, is you had a really productive off season where you went to a lot of things. You know, you attended 7-on-7s, but at the same time, you went to team camps and you let the, you know, linemen go to a lot of these camps and a lot of these individuals. Talk about that benefit, because I think that really, and I'm a believer, and I know Quentin Short from Piper said it the best. He says, what you do in June and July will reflect on what happens in November and December. And I couldn't agree with him more.
Well, honestly, football has become a year round. Coaches, if you want to be successful, you can't stop working. And that January, February, like, coaches want to sit at home and think that kids are just going to come upon it. Listen, the game has changed. It's changed. So either you're going to change with times or you're going to complain about it and be not a good team. You got to get out there and show face. Sometimes, 7 days a week, I don't want to be at the parks and stuff, but it happens. You want to see relevant, you got to be on the scene. You got to make sure, build relationships. People want to have a relationship with their coach. They want to be able to have an approachable coach. If you're in the office all the time and never on the field, the park, and just being social, you're never going to be successful in this thing, football in South Florida. It's just where it's at.
I agree.
It happens. You know, for a while, St. Thomas wasn't getting all the kids, but they weren't in the park. But they're back in the park now, and they're strong in the park. A whole bunch of coaches are at the park. Same thing. You can't sit at home and think because you won a couple games. This is a life of what have you done for me lately. So if you haven't won and keep winning, they're just going to go on to the next and believe somebody else.
I agree. Friday night, Broward Showcase right there at MacArthur High School against Mandarin. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I saw Junior's picture. He looks great in the orange and green at Florida A&M. You must be a proud dad, obviously. Great kid, great student as well. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you real soon.
All right, brother. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Good stuff. Robert Ortega, the head coach at MacArthur High School. They open up in the Broward Showcase on Friday evening against Mandarin High School of Jacksonville.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.